Joining us now is Bill Harper, Executive Director of the United Way of Greater Lorain County.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
And a lot of things going on right now. I mentioned to Craig that they sent out a memo that we have a meeting here in the company for United Way.
Oh, thank you.
So I think maybe Ryan Roney might be stopping by.
Ryan, yeah.
And does he, now, is that one of the things he'll be doing at this time of the year, visiting different organizations,
talking
about the United Way?
Ryan is our Director of Marketing and Development. And really, this time of year, it's all hands on deck, and any of us at any time could be out in an organization talking about United Way and encouraging people to support what we're doing in the community. And, you know, we could be on a third shift out at U.S. Steel, talking to some steel workers coming off shift or out at Ford or anything like that.
How do you make the message fresh? Especially if people have heard it, they thought, I already know United Way, or maybe they don't. What do you do to kind of give them interest in it?
You know, we have a great number of stories of people that have been helped. That's ultimately the message that gets through is, you know, touching people's hearts. You know, you can think about it in terms of the needs in the community and so forth kind of in a cerebral way, but it's really your heart that makes that decision to help others.
So it gives puts a face and name to an actual donation, in a sense, how that has helped to turn that person's life around or aid them in some way.
And it's not uncommon for, it's amazing, Bruce. Everybody has their own story. So I'll give you an example. Poly One up in Avon Lake, you know, people make good money there. You know, they're doing really well as a company. But it's amazing. Every year there'll be employees who will talk about, you know, growing up in poverty or having had some health issues or other issues that come up in their life that they had to deal with to get to where they were, and how, community services of one sort or another, you know, really helped them get through that. And it's very emotional for them, you know, to share that with others, because most people just think, well, you know, that's some executive vice president person that, you know, has never had to struggle, but they don't. They do.
Yeah, everybody has a history, and everybody has a, you know, some place that they can see how this is helping and maybe even help themselves. What this year for the campaign? When did it start? How long is it going on? And what's the goals for this year?
Yeah, we have some companies that start actually in late July, early August, and we'll announce the total in April, because we have to wait for individuals from other parts of the country who donate their gift back to Lorain County for all of that processing to happen with the other United Ways around the country. So we'll announce in early April, I think it's the first Thursday in April, what the results are. But many of the companies are already done. I wanted to just give some thanks to some of the folks that have been working hard for us. LaTanya Conley has been just a rock for us at the City of Elyria for many years. Lorain County Community College is one of our great funders and sponsors, and Debbie Turner is just a tireless worker out there with their campaign. You know, they do the pancake flip every year and you know, feed a lot of people. Greg Kulo and Sheila Pavlik at University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. I think I've got that right down.
You nailed it.
Yeah. And they do great work, along with Brad Calabrese. Actually, Brad and two others, they told employees if they increased their giving a certain amount, they would shave their heads, and they did. Good for them. And they've got a good hair to hair. It's not like me. It's not a big sacrifice, you know. Matt Rogers at Bendix is a great help for us. He's the employee campaign manager out there. Becky Butler at Kendall at Oberlin. And our stars, of course, is at Poly One, Maria Hoke and her team. And, of course, Tim Alcorn from WEOL is our overall campaign chair this year. So overall, it's going really well, and people are showing a lot of support for what we're doing.
Bill, in recent years, you've announced a number of collaborations. Kind of changing your focus a little bit. Talk a little bit about that and how it works.
Well, thanks. 4 years ago, we started looking, we took a look at what we had been doing for a number of years and looked at the community needs and decided that what we were doing wasn't bringing the community forward the way we'd like. We saw too many stories of, you know, families that were stuck in poverty, We saw too many stories of individuals with health needs that were going unmet, and also in many ways we came to understand the great differences that exist in our community in terms of educational outcomes, where essentially the likelihood that you're going to have a successful educational career is largely dependent on the zip code you live in. And so our board decided to take a look at that. We brought in a lot of experts from the community, and we decided to do two things. One was to change what we were doing and to focus on a few things where we could make a difference. In the large heading, they include education, and we focus on kindergarten readiness and middle school success. In the health arena, we're focused on integrating health care, meaning mental health, substance use, and other health care, as well as helping people to prevent disease and disability. Because what kills people in our community is heart disease, stroke, and cancer, and many of those are preventable with lifestyle changes. And then finally, in the income arena, we started something called the United Community Assistance Network with 10 different organizations that had never worked together this way before. We're really proud of this and proud of the work that they've done to reach out to families who are working families, but they find themselves in a financial pinch. And it's severe enough that, they're going to lose their home or they're going to lose their job because of what, they found themselves into. And what's remarkable is that for about $500 on average, we're able to keep a family from going homeless or losing a job or getting into a downward spiral financially. And so we work with the Salvation Army and Neighborhood Alliance, Oberlin Community Services, the Lorain County Office on Aging, and a number of others in the community to get that done. It's a great collaboration. So the general premise is that unlike what we used to do, which was everybody kind of did their own thing, if we can kind of abandon that approach and bring together people in a very functional, well-structured collaboration, if we focus on very clear goals and we measure outcomes the same way, we believe that we can make a real impact in the community.
Now, you're here with us today, kind of setting the stage, but I understand you'll be joining us every month. You'll be coming back.
And I'll be bringing somebody with me from one of these collaborations to talk about, what the work that they're doing so that you can hear and your listeners can hear firsthand of the experience. And they'll bring some stories along with them of people that have been helped. I think that'll be interesting.
It is. It's always interesting, especially as you talk about there's some sense of maybe donating and understanding sort of just in a general concept of some people being helped. But when you talk with people who are on the ground there, right, dealing face-to-face with the people, it really kind of brings the importance of the United Way and what they do to the forefront. So.
I think the other thing I'd like people to know is that if these areas that we're focused on, which we think are the right areas, if that's not what they care about, one of the great things about United Way is if someone wants to give to any organization that is eligible for a tax deduction in greater Lorain County, if they do that through the United Way campaign, we will forward 100% of that gift to that organization on their behalf, and with no processing fees, nothing taken out of it. So it's just another way for people to participate in the United Way campaign and give to an organization that maybe has touched their heart or maybe helped someone in their family or close friends.
Now you have 211, which is a way for people to find the resource to help them or someone they know if they need something. How does that work?
It's great. It started out primarily as a phone. You just dial 211 on your phone, and that continues to this day. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even Thanksgiving and so forth. And we have a comprehensive, up to date listing of all of the resources in Lorain County that people might need, and they have a trained person at the end of the line who knows what those resources are and can get the people to the right place. And then we've been partnering with El Centro up in Lorain in recent years to have a Spanish version of that available during business hours so that if someone has trouble communicating through an interpreter to describe their needs, they can go directly to, to El Centro and get that done. Again, just by dialing 211, and then you can direct your call there. But the other thing is that we have a very good website for that. And actually, the number of people using the website compared to calling has just grown exponentially, as everything, you know, the whole world has gone that way. So 211lorraine.org is the website, and people can go there, obviously, 24 hours a day as well.
How did that partnership come about with El Centro?
Yeah, it's an, I'm glad you asked that question, Craig, because it's an interesting story. We brought together an advisory group to help us make 211 better. And Victor Leandri, the executive director at El Centro, at the first meeting, he said, you know, I don't think this is working really well for people who speak Spanish. And we said, what do you mean? You know, they've got a link to any language on earth, basically, through this, you know, connection that they have. And we did a demonstration of it, and it didn't work very well. He had to wait a long time, you know, to get connected and so forth. So we said, wow, you know, since we have so many people whose native language is Spanish in Lorain County, we need to do something about that. So we really took that on as a challenge, and Victor helped us and his staff. And then the agency that we contract called InfoLine that does that worked with us. And so we at this point, we have in the state of Ohio, we have the only 211 that has that link to a Spanish speaking. And, you know, down the road, I'm hoping that we can sell that to other communities as well.
Sounds great. It's 7:53 at WEO. Before we go, I want to just play a little bit of this video that I saw at the kickoff.
Oh, thanks.
With all those cute kids that are in there.
Aren't they cute? They're awesome.
Just hear a little bit of this.
What will my future look like?
What will my future look like?
What will my future look like?
Will I be ready for kindergarten?
Will I do well in junior high and beyond?
So the video has all the kids asking the questions about what their future
will
be like.
Yeah, and if people want to see that, they can go to our website, too, uwlorainecounty.org. It was all shot here in Lorain County, so these are all our local kids.
Now, I don't remember, Craig, when we were at the kickoff, they did have some of the kids there.
Yeah, they were signing autographs.
They were actually there in the video. There was a moment where I saw them on the screen there, and then you saw the kids. There's the little redhead girl, or there's the other one there as well.
I'll tell you, I've probably seen that video 100 times. I still tear up. It is so emotional.
Yes, well, I know. When you bring out the kids, you're not messing around with
anything. Exactly. That's pretty hard stuff.
It's, again, at uwlorainecounty.org, the video that's there. As well, just another message to show what the impact is of the donations that happen with the United Way. Bill Harper, Executive Director, thanks for stopping in.
Oh, my pleasure.
This morning.
It's good to see you both.
And we'll see you in December.
We
started booking some, and we promise not to double book you on any of those days.
Well, thank you. And I'm, you know, unlike Craig here, I'm going to need a warm day between now and then to get my Christmas lights out.
All right, okay. Well, today, 64 degrees is the best I can do for you.
All right, thanks.
Today. Thanks for coming in, Bill.